You mentioned that utilizing real-time data is a top priority today, but that it wasn't in 2013. So why do you think that is, and can you provide some examples?
Sure, I'm happy to take a hit at this, and then and Charles, if you have something interesting to say here. I think that it was not a top priority in our survey in 2013. It's absolutely at the very top in 2015. I believe that's because we have many more real-time data sources accessible to us now. In the past, we didn't have very many, and it wasn't. It was because I think the technology hadn't caught up. Now, we can deliver different messaging based on time of open, based on location, based on weather, based on a bunch of exogenous variables, sports scores and things. And so we now have the technology to do it. And so we can, A. And then B, I think also getting back to, kind of one of the main themes here is that customers demand it, right? Omnichannel customers now demand that we know what they're doing, what they've done with us in the past. And so marketers are taking the lead from the consumer there and prioritizing it as such. Charles, you got a thought there?
Yeah, no. I'm on the exact same page and can't completely agree. I think it's those two things, the technology and the consumers demand and expect it. I think with the technology being so advanced and getting that data readily available and as marketers being to make that actionable, so spot on.